Proclamation number 7034, dated the February 5th, 1958. Salvation only through Jesus Christ. You would never be free without Jesus Christ's act of salvation. These words have to be said to you time and again, and you must know that you are not free, that my adversary is still holding you in bondage. Being human, you are not fully aware of his bondage because you don't know any other existence, because an existence in freedom, light and strength is completely alien to you. But such an existence was yours in the beginning. You were once free and were able to work in light and strength, and you were in a state of unlimited bliss. However, as a human being you cannot remember this state and may or may not believe it when you are informed of it. If you do not believe it, you will not try to escape from this lack of freedom either, because it is necessary to believe in the divine Savior Jesus Christ so that you can call on his help. Yet all human beings should desire this state of freedom in light and strength, because everyone can surely see that he is not happy in his earthly existence as a human being, that he lacks the strength to accomplish whatever he wants, and that he is also lacking in enlightenment, supreme wisdom, and limitless knowledge. The human being is an imperfect living being as long as he is separated on earth from his divine Father Spirit. This separation was once caused by the being itself through its attachment to my adversary, who is the first to separate himself from me with rebellious intent. And now my adversary keeps the being in captivity, it cannot free itself anymore. The being has to be helped because by itself it is too weak to separate itself from him. And this help solely rests in Jesus Christ. If you humans want to become free, which you are able to achieve in earthly life, then you have to call on Jesus Christ for help. You have to acknowledge him as the victor over the adversary. You have to acknowledge him as the earthly vessel which was used by me in order to fight against my adversary. This was only possible in an earthly robe, in the form of a human being, who is as weak as you and who required divine strength to enable his victory over the opponent. And this strength was love, my fundamental substance. Hence the act of salvation was accomplished by love, by myself. And just as the human being had received the strength from me, who had permeated him, you too have to ask me for the gift of strength, which the man Jesus had acquired for you through his crucifixion. You can only attain this strength through Jesus Christ. With other words, you have to ask me in Jesus to give you the strength again which you had rejected in the past. But you cannot receive this gift without acknowledging the act of salvation, because only in doing so can you find forgiveness for the appalling past sin of apostasy from me. For the sacrifice on the cross was the redemption of this immense guilt. This is not difficult to understand for anyone of good will, but the unwilling person cannot grasp and understand the correlations. And yet he should not be entirely dismissive of this problem. Instead he should humbly confess his lack of knowledge and his inability to understand it correctly. He should want to receive truthful clarification and understanding. He should take the constant reminders to heart that no one can become blessed without Jesus Christ. And he should wholeheartedly desire to be freed from his constrained state while he is still on earth. For every human being becomes aware of the fact that he is not free, no human being feels absolutely happy on earth, and every human being is subject to states of weakness, because every person is burdened with the original sin which can only be redeemed by the divine Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.